There are several ways to define errors, and these are a few terms you should be familiar with. There are errors of omission and commission, and just as they sound, an error of omission is defined as an error which occurs as a result of an action not taken. For example, when a delay in performing an indicated cesarean section results in fetal death, or when a nurse omits a dose of a medication that should be administered, or when a patient's suicide is associated with a lapse in carrying out frequent patient checks in a psychiatric unit. Errors of omission may or may not lead to adverse outcomes. Commission is defined as an error which occurs as the result of an action that is taken. So examples include when a drug is administered at the wrong time, in the wrong dosage, or using the wrong route, surgery is performed on the wrong side of the body, and transfusion errors involving blood cross-matched for another patient, things like that. Mistakes, on the other hand, reflect failures from incorrect choices rather than lapses or slips in concentration. Mistakes typically involve insufficient knowledge, failure to correctly interpret available information, or application of the wrong rule. So, for example, choosing the wrong diagnostic test or ordering a suboptimal medication for a given condition would represent a mistake. A slip, on the other hand, would be forgetting to check a medication against the chart to make sure that you ordered those meds for the right patient, or starting to reconstitute a medication and realizing you grabbed the wrong one and then you throw it away. So usually slips are caught, whereas mistakes usually occur. So distinguishing slips from mistakes serves two important functions. First, the risk factor for their occurrences differ. Slips often occur in the face of competing sensory or emotional distractions, fatigue, and stress. Mistakes, on the other hand, more often reflect a lack of experience or insufficient training. Second, the appropriate responses to these error types differ. So reducing the risk of slips requires attention to the designs of protocols, devices, and work environments. So maybe using checklists so key steps will not be omitted, or trying to reduce fatigue among personnel, or shifting high-risk work away from the personnel who have been working extended hours. You can remove unnecessary variation in the design of key devices. You can eliminate distractions like phones from areas where work requires intense concentration, and other redesign strategies. An interesting strategy that is being tested currently involves something called the cone of silence, or the silent cockpit, similar to that of pilots on takeoff and landing. So for example, when drugs are being mixed, measured, administered, no one interrupts the person doing the activity. So reducing the likelihood of mistakes, on the other hand, again, as I mentioned before, mistakes are things that actually happen, and they more often reflect the lack of experience or insufficient training. So a strategy to reduce the likelihood of mistakes typically requires more training or more supervision. But even in the many cases of slips, healthcare has typically responded to all errors as if they were mistakes, with remedial education and or added layers of supervision, when in reality, the more appropriate action is to look at the design that encouraged the slips. More education will not help faulty design.